Danny and EJ.
There has been a video doing in the rounds at the moment which sort of sheds a bit of negative light, a little bit you could say, on Gladstone.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. There's so much different feedback that's coming out of it. And because we live here in central Queensland, it's tough to know how we feel about this video. So we thought we'd go straight to the man himself, Dan Illick, that created this video. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, EJ, and good morning, Paul Brownie Brown.
Good morning, Dan. I don't know if I should be clapping, actually.
Yeah, be careful. We'll promise not to try and hang up on you anytime soon, okay?
Now, we're going to have a chat. For those who don't remember you, you were actually on the TV show Can of Worms on Southern Cross 10. You're a bit of a comic from time to time, but you've created this video that's getting a bit of a talk in Gladstone at the moment.
Yeah, that's right. I commissioned the Friendly Geordies to create something for Irrational Fear, my online satirical comedy show. All about the beautiful town of Gladstone and its lovely coal port there.
Now, for those who haven't had the chance to have a view of the video yet, here's a bit of a sneak peek to it.
Gladstone, home to beaches, or what the local government has zoned as sandcastle material depositories because everything needs to have a use under Campbell.
And of course, the iconic coal port
that you can see from space!
That must make you feel pretty Gladstone.
Well, it did give us a little bit of a chuckle, but I suppose it raises the question, why'd you pick on us here in Gladstone?
Well, look, I'd like to come and apologise to everyone in Gladstone. It was a little bit harsh. I mean, you have no say in what kind of infrastructure gets built there, be it a coal port, be it coral dredging. It's not your fault.
No, that's true. I suppose it isn't, but...
It's not your fault that Adani gave $150,000 to the Great Barrier Reef Authority to overturn motions to protect the reef. It's not your fault.
Well, we've got someone who's a bit of a professional in Gladstone who's been around for quite a few years and knows what she's talking about. Can we say a big welcome to the Mayor of Gladstone, Gail Sellers?
Hey, good morning. Well, good morning, Dan, and how are you?
Morning, Gail. I'm good.
I hope you don't feel we set you up.
No, I feel like I'm about to be blown over by gale force winds.
So not the first time that's been said, I might add.
Gail, how do you feel about this video? What was your first reaction?
Well, my first reaction was I was disappointed, and my second was obviously somebody who doesn't live in Gladstone, because nobody who lives in Gladstone would treat this beautiful area that we live in the way you did.
I don't think we're treating it anything. We're not saying anything bad. Everything in there is fact.
Oh, so you're backing this up with fact from actual visits and footage that you've taken here and all of the above.
That's right, yeah.
Oh, I was under the impression you'd never been to Gladstone.
No, I've never been to Gladstone, but everything we're saying in the video is absolutely true. Suck it up.
If you haven't been to Gladstone or to Central Queensland for that matter, how can you pass judgment and obviously insult an area that you don't know about?
Surely it's okay to say that big business is destroying the reef. Surely it's okay to say that fossil fuels are destroying the world. Isn't that fine?
You can say what you like, but you've thrown us into that as well, you know, by using Gladstone. You could have used anywhere in Queensland.
Gail, we're just talking about the coal port. Don't worry, we're not talking about you. I'm sure Gladstone's lovely. I'm sure people are beautiful when I go down to get my bacon egg roll and a cappuccino. I'm sure I'll get pats on the back for people to say, g'day, welcome to Gladstone. I'm sure people are lovely there. I'm sure, I'm not saying that Gladstone's bad. I'm saying that what's happening to the reef is bad, and what's happening to industry taking over our environment is bad. I'm sure you've got the best strip joint next to Mackay.
Well, yeah. Brownie's probably able to weigh in on that one more so than us.
Not gonna lie, it is pretty good, Dan. You should come up and check it out if you haven't had the chance to come up yet.
We'll take you out to Heron Island, which is just off Gladstone. Oh, there's no dead reef out there. It's
right
beautiful.
The reef.
Yeah.
Well, it's wonderful right now. What happens when the Great Barrier Reef Authority approves the dredging of 5 million cubic tons of dirt on the reef?
Has that been approved for the Gladstone area, Mayor Sellers?
No.
Oh, that's a difficult one. I'm not too sure about that one,
that's
personally.
That's right. Obviously, you know, we have to do a bit more research into that because, Dan, you seem a little bit more educated than what we are.
Look, we just read the papers.
Has it always been, like, something close to your heart to be environmentally aware? Is that what's driven you to do this video?
Yeah, absolutely. I think looking after our natural environment is the most important thing we should be doing at the moment. Gail probably does that with her town, probably looks after Gladstone very well. Probably she doesn't have as many good corporate citizens in her electorate as she'd like.
Actually, we do. We have very good corporate citizens in the Gladstone region and people who are, you know, working together here, and we're particularly working on the Gladstone Harbour at the moment and just making people aware of how good the harbour actually is.
How good is it?
It's good, and we can back it up with facts because we're the most studied area in Australia, if not the world. We can prove that our air is good and that the water quality in our harbour is good because we have, you know, long-term data to back it up.
I tell you what, Brownie, if you can get me a bottle of Gladstone Harbour water and send it down, I will drink it for you on camera and send it back up to you.
Sounds like a great idea, but I've got something even better, Dan. I just feel like the video was a little bit of something along the lines of Sydneysiders who, in my personal opinion, I think they're a little bit too up themselves.
Sure, yeah.
So, got a little bit of a retaliation that we want to do for you right now for Sydney, okay? And look, you know, obviously if you want to bag Gladstone, we want to be able to bag Sydney. You've got the Opera House, Sam Bondi. Beheech, but there's nothing on the capital of Beheech. You're an unfriendly, judgmental bunch who wouldn't raise their hands to pay for lunch. I'd never live in Sydney because it sucks. You're a bunch of snobby, clicky schmucks. I'll never live in Sydney, that fact is true. I never want to end up just like you. And to be honest, we live a better life here in Gladstone. But you wouldn't know, Dan. You haven't been here before, have you, mate? So take your opinion and just be quiet and tell Cronulla not to riot because their 40 team is already in strife. And don't go knocking our CQ life. I never live in Sydney because it sucks. You're a bunch of snobby, clicky schmucks. I never live in Sydney, that fact is true. I never want to end up just like you.
Oh, wow. Present from Brownie.
Well done, Brownie.
Oh, that was really funny. You know what? I'm really sorry I made fun of you guys.
Clearly, Brownie's been crying himself to sleep a little bit.
look, when someone bags at the place where you're from, you're living, you got to stand up. It's like when someone bags at your mate. So if this is what we have to do to declare war on Sydney, I personally, Paul Brownie Brown, declare war on Sydney.
Oh, you've done it. You have done it. Gale force wind.
Well, hey, Dan.
Can't see me right now, but I'm waving my white undies in the air.
Don't do that to me.
I'm surrendering.
Oh, thank you. But we don't mind people who, you know, have a go at us. We've got a sense of humour. Oh, well, I hope we have. But and we can throw off at ourselves, but we prefer you don't come from out of the region and give us a bucketing without ever having been here.
And it's been a pleasure. It's been really good this morning. Thank you so much, Mayor Gail Sellers, firstly, for coming in. Also, Dan Illick on the line. I hope you didn't feel like you were ganged up on a little, but thank you so much for taking the call and chatting.
Pleasure.
Hot FM's Brownie and EJ. Yeah.